And now we go with our friends, the Cat Trio, who have launched a chamber music series. And before we hear some music from you, what about this chamber music series, Vlad or Vicky Gorbich?
Good afternoon, Norman. Yes, probably will tell a bit. We decided to launch this chamber music concert series, and it's going to be 4 concerts during the season. And actually, we are starting the first concert tomorrow.
Tomorrow? And
yeah,
where would that
tomorrow.
Be?
Tomorrow, Saturday. It will be at Memorial United Church of Christ in Fitchburg. And it's going to be at 7 p.m.
So it's a Cat Trio plus whom?
Plus just Cat Trio.
Just a Cat Trio.
Yeah,
for
so
a while.
We decided
that's chamber music.
To start, sure. Yes. And mm-hmm. Our goal just to invite our friends and feature some artists, not only in people from Wisconsin, but from different states. Actually, the second concert is going to be featured to virtuoso clarinetist Robert Spring.
Nice.
And he is a clarinet professor at Arizona State University and happened to be my professor.
Right. You got your doctorates at Arizona State. Okay, great.
So it's going to be interesting, a very interesting endeavor.
To look forward to. Well, we want to get in as much music as we can between now and the result of our quiz question near the top of the hour. So we're starting with, Mio? Mm-hmm. And this is an overture from the suite for clarinet, violin, and piano. Cat Trio. Oh, we didn't introduce the newest member of the trio, the pianist, and that's Heidi Whisker. Welcome to you. Diverse and charming composer, Darius Milhaud, one of the great 20th century composers. Well, as indisputably was Dmitri Shostakovich. Is this prelude that you're playing, is that one of the piano preludes that kind of expanded, or is it something unto itself?
I think it was originally written for piano and 2 flutes.
Oh, really? Interesting combination.
We love this piece and several others, so we decided to arrange it for our trio.
It's very good to show the different side of Dmitri Shostakovich, because we know him as a big composer for symphonies and big chamber works like quartets and operas and everything, but it's absolutely different side that we love.
He was absolutely as diverse as he could be. We heard his 9th symphony just earlier this morning. Do you want to pair these two works, the prelude and
it's
the...
It's a good idea to show...
Contrast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Prelude and Polka by Shostakovich.
Thank you.
Shostakovich's Prelude and a Polka. Cat Trio performing live in our Buck studio this afternoon, and we'll just press right along for the sake of getting in as much as we can in the next few minutes, as much music as we can from you. You have here a piece attributed to Viktor Vavilov?
Vavilov.
See, the trouble with Russian is you never know which accent to put the syllable on. Yeah. Yeah. But Vavilov has his Ave Maria.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story about that piece because it's actually was published in the vinyl and in the sheet music under the name of composer Giulio Caccini, Italian composer from 16th century. But recently it was discovered that it wasn't true. Vavilov didn't publish that music because it was written in 1960s. And you can imagine that publish Ave Maria, religious song in Soviet Union, it was impossible.
So
that's why he put Giulio Caccini.
Had a good reason.
But now we know that it's actually Viktor Vavilov, and we are very proud that it was written by Russian composer.
Ave Maria.
Thank you.
Ave Maria by Viktor Vavilov. Well, let's see if we can get all of this, sunrise, sunset, and some entertainment in two. Do we think we have time? Shall we go for it? Okay, let's see what happens.
A little faster.
Yeah, a little faster. That's always our, you know, when you're short on time, just do everything faster. So here we are. You'll recognize probably sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset. Well, can you take us out with Mr. Joplin?
Absolutely.
Okay, you'll recognize this one. Thank you. Scott Joplin, the entertainer, Cat Trio, Cat with a K. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.